Yeah.
Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the
Pitoofies.
Yeah. With your boy. What's up? Frecky.
You know who it is. Mr. Pitoofy. To you.
Y la pitufa on this bitch.
Yeah. Sit back and finish that vibe.
Yeah. Y'all digging that shit. I know.
What up, though, man? We back.
Y'all digging that shit. I know.
They digging that shit. You already know they digging that shit for real. But today we want to talk about fucking starting the podcast, man. What made us even want to start the podcast? We already talked about that a little bit, but you know, how we started to where we at now. And goddamn, we got a lot of shit to talk about. Hi, Mr. Pitoofy.
Hey. This has been a fucking run, bro. Already. I mean, I love this shit, but we have gone through some crap already.
Oh, yeah. Miss Pitufa la directora. Go ahead, man.
I remember
Spit
that
some
shit.
Shine.
I mean, you guys started it prior to me even coming on. So you guys would be a better.
All right. You know what? You're right. Mr. Pitoofy, let's first start with, we already told him why we kind of made a podcast. We wanted to talk shit, you know, when I first went to the Takeover podcast and shit. That's what made me want to keep doing it. And then I'm like, fuck it. I know who to ask. And then I asked Mr. Pitoofy and he was on it. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, if y'all listen to the old episodes, y'all know why we started this shit and how we started this shit. But the way we started this shit is we was like, fuck it. We ended up getting our stimuluses.
Stimmies, boy.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about COD. Not no stims.
You know, shout out to what they used to call him? Joe Biden. What they used to call him?
Uncle Joe?
Not Uncle Joe. I forgot what it was. Jimmy with something, with the money. I don't know.
Jimmy Dallas? I don't know.
Maybe. Something like that. I don't know. But yeah, we actually fucking put some of our stimulus money in. We said, fuck it. We bought some mics. We bought a mixer. We bought just a regular old two people mixer and shit. And we like, fuck it. Let's get together and do an episode, man. We was fucking around. We wasn't even trying to record. We was like, fuck it. Let's see what we sound like. And we recorded the first episode like four times.
Man. That shit was hell, bro.
How long you think we was here recording that?
I don't know. It was each time we recorded was over an hour. So imagine that times four. We're here for like 5 hours, 6 hours, just doing this shit over and over and over.
You know how bad it is? And this is the reason why we discuss like that. We ain't never doing this shit again. No practice, none of that shit. Because after like the third time, we were just sitting there. We ain't even laughing at our own jokes. We just sitting there pissed off. Like,
it's like watching a bad movie. You're like, bro, what the fuck is
and
this?
And the crazy part about it is, which version did we paste for the first episode?
You said what?
Which version out of all four recordings we did, which version did we paste?
We picked the first shittiest one that we did.
We picked the very first original recording.
So we spent all that extra time for fucking nothing.
For nothing.
But the first one's usually the most genuine, though.
Well, the crazy part is, yeah, like, you know, we get the jitters off. We're kind of nervous the first one. And then we're sitting there, like, laughing because everything is so fresh. And then we're sitting there by the third, fourth, and we're just looking at each other like, shit ain't even funny no more. Like,
nah, yeah, that shit was, it was unpleasant to do, to hear. It sucked. It sucked bad.
And the equipment was, I mean, it was cool. It was cool. But then, you know, we started having some shitty ass problems with reading. Like, you know, we was newbies. So I'm over here trying to figure out, you know, what does what, how to do the sounds and all that shit. And there was times we had fucking problems.
Man, what?
And Mr. Pitoofy over here used to be like, man, fuck that. I'm not coming back.
We're not doing it today. Fuck it. We'll try again tomorrow or something. I'm out.
Ew. Nigga was tired of this shit. Every time we fuck up, I'd be like, damn, I just edited this episode. And wait till I tell Mr. Pitoofy this episode is fucked up. We gotta do it again.
Oh my god. And the worst thing is he's not even straight up about it. He's like beating around the bush like, bro, so what do you think about just doing it again? Like, I don't know. I feel like that episode wasn't
Oh,
Pitoofy.
Cut that out.
No, we're not. That was another malfunction.
What the fuck just happened?
That was another malfunction.
I got put on pause like I was clicked for nothing because this shit wasn't even playing. All you heard was me do me.
Thanks, no.
I'm so fucking dead.
What the fuck?
But the funny part is, though, it was just, we was like, fuck it. It was just me and Mr. Pitoofy at first. And then we was like, fuck it, let's bring guests in right off the bat. Second episode.
We didn't know what the fuck we were doing, how to handle equipment or nothing. We were like, fuck yeah, we're good enough to have guests. Let's do it.
We just throw us in the shark.
Bring them in.
We just learning how to swim, but throw us in the ocean. We'll survive somehow.
Man.
But, yeah, so then we ended up getting into some bullshit where when we had guests, like, one of the mics was, like, not recording and the other two were. And, like, you could hear the guests through, like, our microphones, but his microphone is off type shit. And, yeah.
Plus, what was the first episode guest?
Huh? Willie.
Okay.
Uncle Willie. Theo Willie.
Okay. Theo
Willie. Shout out to Willie.
Theo Will.
Yeah. We talked about some shit in there, but then we got, after that, we got into, I think it was it the woman one? Woman,
was that episode 3?
Woman Takeover.
It might have been. I don't know.
We got into Woman Takeover, man. And, yeah, we was having some terrible technical issues.
Totally prepared for that, too.
Yeah, because, you know, we got her, shout out to Liz. We have her join our podcast because she got her own podcast, too. And as we talk technical difficulties, we had her as she was hide up, locked up in her closet. With her AirPods in the ear talking to us. And the funny part is I'm over here holding up the fucking phone to the microphone. I'm thinking we doing something. We all having a good time. We had a good ass episode, by the way. We covered some good content when it came to women, for real.
It was a good episode.
And the crazy part is all that content we fucking covered to find out that we was talking to the laptop.
Mics is plugged up, ready to go and everything, but he forgot to hit the setting to put it to the mics, bruh.
It echoes
the whole way through.
And we posted that shit on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. And that's just, everything sounded fucked up. Over here holding the phone to the microphones.
Something we are not proud of, but.
No, but shit, and this is growing pains. And, you know, this is why we're talking about it too, because don't feel discouraged. Shit, look how many episodes we are ahead right now. And now we're over here sitting here talking, trying to discuss with you guys all the fucking problems we went through. And we're still riding through, you know what I'm saying? So
facts.
So then we came into, we like, fuck it, man, let's bring our sister in. La Pitufa came in this bitch. So we're like, all right, we got to get her a new mic.
Before we got the mic, though, it started off with me having to record y'all niggas.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. I wasn't a part of it yet. She was the camera lady.
That's where the D-Day thought I came from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the camera lady.
I would come up with you guys. What do you call it?
Yeah, like
I don't know why, because I don't even see none of them pictures posted.
Listen, right? This shit was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. One, it was very fucking uncomfortable, okay? Basement's only so damn big. I'm laying back on an ottoman with my neck stiff as fuck trying to record this shit. Like, it was bad.
Mm.
So then what? We got the tripod.
Yeah, we get the little mini tripod.
Technical difficulties with that, too. Sometimes it wouldn't sit up. Shit would flip over.
Just
like,
fall over shit.
No, the problem was us trying to do the YouTube videos and, like, the camera was just fucking too far or like angled and fucked up and like, yeah, or like they couldn't even see our face because the microphones with the screens and shit, you know.
Yeah.
And we don't give a fuck. We just post that shit. You come check it out, come check it out, right? With us, fucking, no matter what, it's going down.
We go through our trials and errors together.
Yeah. So yeah, she did become the camera lady, and then after that she, we were like, man, just come to the show. Help us give a woman perspective and shit.
Thanks.
And as she come into the show, what did you get? What kind of microphone did you get?
That bitch was like $10, $15 on Amazon. But I was like, oh, it's just trial and error. You just gonna see how this works. It's a little clip on mic.
She went and got a fucking clip on. Now that's B-Doofy.
Hey, Lexi, hey, got it this time.
Yo, we getting these effects going. Let's go. But yeah, she ended up getting a clip on. And how did
fucking
that work?
Baby mic.
Don't get me wrong, the bitch listened pretty fucking good. Like, it caught everything. It just caught too much outside noise as well.
Mm. Not only that, sometimes since it was sitting there clipped onto your bottom shirt, sometimes you didn't hear yourself, like, good enough as well.
And it doesn't help that my neck bent like this while I'm trying to fucking record this shit, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had that. And the funny part is, we sitting here recording her and shit. Then we did another episode, and her batteries was dead. Her microphone took batteries, yo.
I do remember that.
And we're like, why we can't hear her? What the fuck is going on? Her fucking batteries was dead in her mic. We didn't know that you had to turn the power off.
We didn't know that. No, I had a switch.
Was running for a whole week, bro. Till the next time we recorded, shit was
a whole week. And that's what we call. Now that's B-Doofy.
He fucking loves these things.
I don't think I'm no mucho. That's a little too much.
Yeah, no. But, hell yeah. And then scheduling.
Oh, God, scheduling. That was a big, bad thing for me.
For people that are doing podcasts, and whether they're fresh or whether they long down the road, you're going to have scheduling conflicts. Whether it's you and your fucking other host, or whether it's your guest, but no matter who it is, like, this shit's gonna happen.
Scheduling is a hard thing to get around.
I was like, scheduling wasn't even the bad part. It was just showing up.
Because I think it was like the fourth episode.
No, scheduling was bad. Showing up was bad for me, but scheduling was a bad thing in itself. Yeah.
But I think it was like the fourth episode, and the whole week, Mr. P2 was like, yeah, hell yeah. My LaRod came that week. And the whole week, like, yeah. It's Friday. I'm texting him. No response. And I'm calling him. No response. Then after like, I don't even know. We already recorded the episode and everything. Like, sorry, it's Abby's birthday. And I'm like, what the hell? I didn't even know.
I remember that, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Why didn't you tell me? We could have at least made something work. Nope.
We was at Macho's house drunk as fuck.
Right, I even recorded. We recorded the episode. We even said happy birthday. We did all that shit. But same thing with me. There was times that fucking I would think I'd be able to record at like 9 o'clock, and I don't get home till like 11, 12 o'clock, and they don't even answer me. Like, fuck that, I'm not coming up with that. 11, 12 o'clock, and I'm sitting there like, fuck, shit, man, I fucked up.
Yeah, it fucking sucks when you're at home and you get ready, you're all good to go. Just waiting for the text, like, all right, y'all, I'm home. Pull up whenever. Let's get this going. Yeah. That text don't come up. Nigga, you sitting there for 2 hours dressed already up, dressed, spiffy as fuck. You're like, damn it, nigga. This is bullshit.
Hell yeah, but La Pitufa could talk about, how does it feel to come all the way over here and you're waiting for Mr. Pitufi to show up?
Personally, I really ain't give a fuck because we still drink anyways. Shit. But, it's low-key my fault, too, though, because we live literally in the same fucking house, and I'm down the hall from him. And instead of, like, making sure he's up and getting ready, I kind of just walk out the fucking house, and I'm on my way.
We sitting there looking at the cameras like, yep, he's still parked in the driveway.
We have watched the camera, too, for, like, a whole hour. Like, he ain't moved yet.
Oh, shit.
There's no movement on the cameras, nothing.
Just know, man, like, you know, there's going to be shit you got to go through. And sometimes, you know, you either reschedule or you just, show goes on and shit. It keeps going, man. It keeps going. It's just fucking Scooby-Doo Papa.
That was a good moment to use that because, hot damn. I don't know where that was going. I'm like, what?
I definitely froze.
I seen his finger like.
Yeah.
I forgot my thumb.
My finger didn't work. But, no, yeah, you're definitely going to have times where, like, our fucking guest fucking. Richie.
Oh, God.
Richie's one of them. Shout out to Richie. When you listen to this, yeah, he was one of them. This motherfucker, like, yeah, all week. I'm coming. We over here preparing content. We got questions for this asshole.
Questions, interview, all kinds of shit.
And then we say in there, we got to roast this motherfucker. So that's what we're going to do from now on, just so you guys know. All our guests.
Hey,
if we got you scheduled and you play us, what do you think, Mr. P. Doofy?
It's over with. Your ass is toast.
Straight toasted. What you think, Lefty Doofy? They deserve it, right?
Oh, we're roasting sure.
them the whole episode. Don't schedule with us. Don't schedule with us and then hit us with the ditch ejectocito, cuz. That shit ain't flying over
hell
here.
Hell no.
But yeah, so definitely you're gonna have some scheduling issues. And once again, man, we over here down the road. You know what I'm saying? We already done fucking did how many episodes?
We already done.
Yeah. Like what, 30 episodes? I don't know.
I said we counted them before, but I don't remember exactly how many.
Yeah. So let's talk about the difference between the guests. There's a lot of guests that come with like full energy. They ready, they're prepared. Like, who do you think was our best guest? What do you think, Mr. Pitufi?
I don't know. I wasn't here for all of them.
Yeah, you wasn't here for all of them, but you know who was all the guests. And if you probably didn't hear all the episodes neither, but. But who do you think? Like, there was a lot of guests. We did have a couple guests, and then we just stopped. But about to get that shit going back again.
I probably say Shu, because he was real professional about his shit. He gave us a lot of insight on music industry and shit. Like, he was, you know.
Yeah, I wanted to say Shu too.
Very
shout out to Shu.
Informational. It's Shu. Shit. Yeah, for sure.
No, yeah. Not only that, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was some people that was prepared. There was some people that, like, had shit for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
And there's some people that just sat back and was just, like, nervous, scared, fucking waiting for us to, like, thinking that we're going to pick on them or something like shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I will say, though, you did smack the fuck out of Danny's shoulder that one episode, though. So I see why people were scared to come on here to be a guest.
Talking about, speaking of, guests that are scary too. Shout out to Losey. Lose.
Oh man.
He was like, you guys gonna roast me? I ain't gonna curve. You guys gonna roast me? This dude hopped out the house. He's smoking the cigarette, walking back and forth from the driveway. He's like, bro, I think I'm about to leave. This dude was so nervous. He just sitting there. He's sitting there worried, thinking we about to fucking like just straight roast on him the whole time. And bro, like
paranoid as fuck.
And he was like, he texted me too. I'm like, he's like, I left, bro. I'm in my car. I'm like, nigga, what? Turn back around. What do you mean you left? We got this episode to record.
Right, bro.
So, we learned that, you know, sometimes you're going to have guest scheduling, and if they don't show up, then
it's roasting time.
It's roasting time.
You made your bed, now you got to lie in it.
Facts. What about fucking when it came to streaming, us trying to go live?
Oh, God. I don't even want to think about that shit.
What happened?
You guys are just thinking of mantecado.
You think of all out.
But yeah, streaming issues. That shit was tragic.
What the fuck is going on here? Motherfucker savaging some meat sticks on the fucking podcast.
Hell yeah, I'm hungry.
Hell yeah, I'm hungry.
I don't know. I want to talk to them about our streaming issues. We have times we fucking record it without even saving the shit.
Who? Who?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Who are you talking about?
Who? Who? There ain't no owls in here.
No, that's bullshit. But don't let this nigga fool you, though. This motherfucker was in charge. It was on his phone. He said, nah, bro, I got this. Recorded a whole ass episode. We get done. He grabs his phone. Everybody's doing their thing, getting their cups refilled, going to the bathroom, doing everything they had to do after the podcast. All of a sudden, you hear this nigga in the corner like, oh, no. And niggas all start looking around like, what? He said, it didn't save, bruh. No, what you mean it didn't save, bruh? It didn't save, bruh.
I hit the save button.
This nigga didn't hit shit, you liar.
Y'all got to come back tomorrow. We got to re-record. Look at his face. I'm saying that.
From oh, for a minute, I'm like, nah, that's just recording. No, play.
Nah, don't play no games like
y'all thought we were talking about now? Damn, look at that. They serious.
I'm about to fuck the last piece up, bro. I'm sorry.
That's un comelón.
So what about a YouTube channel? We got to put up more pictures, more videos. Not pictures, but our social media. We got to be more active.
Facts. We got to get TikTok going some more.
When it does come into streaming, like we've been bad on social media and streaming. So we want to get back to it.
Facts. I mean, but we also been pretty bad at just doing the podcast itself, period. You know, we've been so busy, wrapped up when, you know, everything else life has given us. So, I mean, we're kind of getting back into the groove of shit. So we'll get everything popping again.
I mean, this would be a good time for, like, the audience to chime in and tell us what they would want us to do or, like, talk right. about and things like that. So that
different directions we can take.
Feel more connected with us as we're doing these things.
And now we're doing drinks, too. We're doing drink reviews and shit. So if y'all got drinks y'all want us to try again, send in your requests and shit.
Not only that, we want to go back to actually streaming and going live and, you know, being able to engage with the audience. And
right, we can interact with y'all more.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, they can hit us up right off the messages. Or even I want to get working with the back phone in again. Kids, they want to call in and, you know, just be a part of it for a couple seconds or a minute or so.
Facts.
And give us some advice that way or whatever it is.
Right, we got the liberty
to do that shit now. You might want to call and talk shit. And I'm going to sit there and dog your dumb ass and hang up on you.
The hang up button.
So, yeah, we want to get back to the live shit. We want to get back to engaging with the audience. You know what I'm saying? We want to know what y'all want us to talk about. And we definitely still got some shit going, though. We got some shit planned. We got some shit for the future, but...
So we talked about our streaming. What about the archives?
There's still some motherfucking episodes. There's still some episodes and parts. We got hostage over here.
That's something only Frecky can speak upon right now. This motherfucker's got a whole library of shit that just hasn't been released.
There's times that we fucking recorded and the weeks gone by and no post.
But what's crazy is he'll literally be like, I'm going to post it today.
Right, but, oh, it's fully edited. Everything's done. It's going up today.
Haven't even been touched.
We'll be lying.
We'll have like a month break. But get listen, back though, together. It's hard. Like, damn, it's hard. What happened to that last hard, episode?
But listen, though, it's hard. You seen the other day when I had to do a lot of editing and shit. Like, that shit can take time. Especially when we drinking or like not even like when I got shit going on, I can't just sit there the whole time and just be like, damn, that shit was taking us how long?
Nah, that shit took us like 2 hours to edit. Sometimes, and after that left and you were still going.
Sometimes it could be a very long time, so it sucks. But like those times, I was just on some trash. I don't know. I was just like, man, fuck that. I don't feel like doing none of this shit right now, but. Yeah, we got some episodes on archives right now. There's some episodes that we still got saved in hidden in our folders, and I got some clips that are extras sitting in folders.
I got a lot of those too on my phone, like after the podcast shenanigans. That's what I'm saying. And shit.
When you was recording and shit and taking hella pictures,
I still got them.
Ain't posted a damn thing. I don't know how the fuck we fired her from Camera Lady, but
and then promoted her to fucking.
I think that's what it was. It was like you're like our director, social media person, and you're only doing directing. So how about you just hop on the show? It might be a little bit better.
Yeah,
I still do a little bit of both though.
Facts.
So not no posting. I ain't seen nothing. Yeah, the last matter of fact, when is the last picture we took on social?
I'm not even gonna cap. I need to be 2 feet logging again.
I'm not on it no more either.
I don't know when's the last time I even seen that page, bro.
I'll tell you what's the last picture we took. You weren't in it, but you took this ugly ass fucking picture when we were out for Julie's dinner.
bro. No, that's on the Facebook page.
We were at Shinto's.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to whose birthday was it again?
Boyos and Julie's.
Yep.
Oh, aunts and Julie's.
Oh yeah, Boyo was just sucking up sake.
Shout out to Boyo. This dude was when you're talking about the sake challenge, the dude was squeezing both bottles and he still bro, drinking everything. He would not stop. The chef had to stop before he stopped.
That's it just, sounded like he was giving that gog 3000, boy.
I ain't gonna cap. I was ready to report your picture so Facebook could take it down.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no, hell no. That's funny.
That shit was atrocious.
Oh, yeah, that one shot of sake must have got to your ass, because what the hell made you take that shit?
Who, me?
Yeah, nigga, what the fuck?
A sake drink, though.
No, what made you take that picture?
Oh, just, you know, to post something, because at Pitufa, I don't fucking post our pictures, so... You know,
at least the ones I do take, y'all are prepared for it. Ain't we gotta take some off guard
ahead.
Yeah.
Streaming issues. Camera lady got promoted to the fucking episode podcast, and now she said, fuck the pictures. I want to see the pictures. Right? And videos.
Fuck it. I guess we all got to make an effort to do it then.
Yeah. Facts. But you know what?
You know what? Fuck you, assholes.
I said we hit this commercial.
Already?
Already, Baba. Let's go.
And we back, bitches.
So yeah, we was talking about these upgrades that we did do.
I ain't got no shitty ass clip on mic no more.
Upgrade?
Getting her own mic. Not only that, but she didn't never had her third headset neither. She bought her headset at the same time we bought our headset, and she never
got to use it.
The box was still sealed, never opened.
This is the first time I use them actually today.
Today.
Which brings us to the next upgrade.
The mixer. And you know what's the shittiest part about having upgrades, though? having to relearn the bullshit. What buttons does what? How to program this. Volume to this. Fucking sound effects that we kept trying to fucking re-record and they kept deleting this shit.
Yep, these upgrades bring us back to the beginning of the episode with technical difficulties.
Right, so... The upgrades are definitely worth it, but it does suck that you gotta like relearn the shit and get accustomed to shit. But like I said, it is worth it though. So,
X.
At the end of the day, you know, we happy you missed me too. Forgot. I wish I can hear it.
Which I ain't gonna hold yo. This shit actually is pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, now she can hear her voice.
It's a different vibe, right?
Yeah,
it is, and it also like helps me block out everything else going on outside of
us talking and shit.
Yeah. So it helps me focus more.
Facts. Because you actually hear us in your ear too and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely a lot better.
Upgrade's definitely worth it. I'm still trying to learn the new fucking gadgets in this new mixer and shit. But we're going to keep improving, man, because we want to have all the right equipment. You know, when we do this live shit again, too, we want to have all the right lighting, the right cams, right angles.
Give you all the best content possible.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people want to see the shit. They don't want to just hear the shit. Some people don't even want to hear the shit. They just want to see it.
Facts.
Because actually, the way that technology is now, more people just, everything's all video. So they want to see the video.
I'm not going to cap. I kind of like watching podcasts more than I like hearing them.
So, you know, we're going to get to that point. And, you know, as part of our upgrades, we're going to get better cameras. We're going to have fucking lighting. We're going to have a whole new studio.
Yeah. Damn, we doing it big. We're going to have a whole new stadium in this bitch, nigga.
Y'all, we're going to sell out a whole show, Kevin Hart style.
What?
It's possible.
Big. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's possible.
I mean, we're talking about upgrades. We just got some new beats, too.
Definitely.
I got to hear him today.
Shout out Hav.
Shout out Javi D, man. Came through, made us some intros, commercials, and some outros beats.
Facts. So all the new shit that y'all hear it,
it's original. Our shit.
Well, again, shout out Javi.
Well, Javi D shit, but our shit. But yeah, not only that, but also with our upgrades and shit, we got some other shit that is coming up. That we also about to do and
Scooby Doo pop pop and a boom 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 boom.
Oh, Scooby Doo pop pop right there. But where was I?
New upgrades. Scooby-Doo pop pop.
What was it though?
New upgrades, new shit. What's the new equipment? What were you talking about?
Oh, no, we also got...
Oh, no, yeah, you're saying the new thing we got coming up.
Yeah, I had somebody propose something to me, and there might be a point where we might be actually in the... what is that called? How was he saying it? The not an auditorium. What is it called? How he was saying it? No. The theater.
The theater.
What?
Why the fuck do you say theater like that?
No.
The theater.
No. He came up to me. He was like, look, I got this theater that we can, you guys can come and do live shows. Like, I don't want to get far into it, but like, you know, we'll go up to this stage and they have the whole setup and we do a podcast where there's actually audience there, like real people there.
So it's like stand up, but a podcast.
It's just a live podcast. Just like
Recheck.
Just like let it.
Y'all want me to throw up for real?
Yeah, that sounds crazy. I'm not even about
to care. This is gonna be one of those, damn, bro, I will sleep for real.
Hey, you can't use my shit, bitch.
No, but for real, we got some shit coming up, And it's gonna be big. It's gonna help us at the end of the day. And we're gonna be, you know, doing it for
otra vez.
What?
¿Qué pasa a ti?
¿Qué? What'd I do?
What? I'm so confused. I'm so fucking confused.
No, let's keep going.
Did I do something?
No, keep going.
Oh, shit.
I might have just been bugging.
So, yeah, how does it feel to have your headset, though?
It's real dope, bro. I will say that. It's definitely dope as fuck.
You actually feel like you're in the episode, or, like, not only in the episode, but, like, you actually can hear the shit vibe with
it. I can fucking hear the music. I can vibe out with y'all. Now I don't just see a whole bunch of fucking neck shit going on over there. And
neck shit.
Bobby, y'all, whatever the fuck y'all mean.
Hold on. We've got to be very clear here. We already talking about all that shit. Some neck shit.
This is where they need to see the video footage shit.
God damn.
Definitely no neck shit. But still. But still, though. How did we get this far?
Perseverance, persistence,
impulsive buys. Like impulsive buys, like you were talking about getting a mixer, and then we just end up getting a mixer.
Yeah.
Like you just buy shit. For instance, oh, let's talk about headsets. I ain't never even get to use mine, but now here we are.
No, the crazy part is too that like, no matter where we stopped, we picked it back up, and it was just like back to it. Like it didn't even feel like we took a break. At first, yeah, we. Had
I was gonna say yeah, it did.
Y'all did have some jitters and shit, but. Besides that, like we got back to it like nothing, and now we get to the point where we want to keep it going, and we keep saying engaging with the audience. So whatever the fuck y'all want us to talk about, we do that too.
Facts.
And like he said, the mixed reviews on the drinks, and come on live show, give us some calls. We gonna dog your motherfuckers too, flat out.
We want to roast y'all, bro.
That's what we want to do. We're going to get to the point where every time somebody calls and shit, they're going to be talking shit. We just going to straight dog them and click.
Facts.
Hit them with the...
Just bang on them?
Bang.
Damn.
Mixer bang.
That's fucked up.
What's worse than getting hung up on a cell phone, nigga? Mixer bang.
Nah, the flip phones is disrespectful.
Yeah, you hear that clap.
You remember that clock?
Yeah, but look at this, though. Look at this. Are you just gonna...
Nigga, fuck you, clock.
But look, all you got to do is this.
You're not getting me, motherfucker. Fuck you. You're not banging on my mic, nigga.
You feel me though? That's worse. That's worse than the phone.
No, yeah, I'd be salty.
You be talking to somebody through the mixer, nigga.
You just get cut the fuck off, bro. You just talking your shit. You see what the fuck I'm saying? But that shit is terrible.
That shit is
I could have just kept going with a whole fucking sentence. Imagine if I didn't have headphones like Pitufa. Bro, if I didn't have headphones, I wouldn't even known.
You would have kept going, huh?
Yeah, I'm spitting shit out, nigga. Spitting shit out.
So tell me this. Tell me this then. As far as we got, what do you think is the final product then?
Well, sky's the limit, honestly.
Because La Pitufa over here is already talking about stage fright. She better throw up, so...
I don't know if it can do live shows. Live shows on stadiums.
We can try. I mean, just put me a little fucking trash can on the side. Put a drape over the table so whenever I got to do
it. No way, bro.
You know?
What do you think?
Like I said, sky's the limit with this shit.
You guys wouldn't be shy being in front of a whole audience, though.
I think radio station would be dope. Oh,
I mean, a little bit, but.
Yeah, I think a radio station would be dope.
You think I feel like a radio show?
I feel like I would.
Radio's better.
I would legit say, fuck working, and, you know, we'll talk about fucking podcasts. We'll do sports reviews on all sports, NFL, NBA.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, MLB, whatever. And then we can do, talk about, like, anything. You know what I'm saying? And then we can do music, upcoming local artists and shit. Whatever.
Facts, whatever's hot in the streets right now.
So the end of the, I mean, at the end of the, like, my final product would be just, I love doing this shit to the point where I can do this as a radio station. I wouldn't mind doing this Monday through Friday, waking
full-time
up.
Full-time job.
Waking up, coming up to this fucking, the studio and just sitting here and talk shit, play a couple tracks.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Sit there and engage with the audience, have people show up and vibe with the music and fucking, you know. Talk shows and shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being on some Breakfast Club type shit. That'd be real.
Having some comedians come up with us and throw us a little 20-minute shows, stand-up shows.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah. Local artists.
That would be pretty cool.
What do y'all think?
For here?
For here?
That cloud on coil.
There's a lot of different shit we could do.
Like what else?
I mean,
What else? What else?
What else? What else? I mean, shit. We could go live. We said the live. We could do the radio station. You said that. We could do, honestly, anything. Like, we could do, like, shows like, you know how DC Young Fly and Carlos Miller and Chico Bean do shows?
Like, Travel.
What is that, like?
But that's what I'm saying, but that's on stage.
87 South Shore, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, but that's on stage, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just,
I'll be down to do that shit. Engage with the audience, talk shit, throw some jokes out, and also, you know, talk about right. some real shit, give them some advice, all Thanks. Types of shit.
Yeah, no.
What? So what about you? You're the stage fright one.
What's your end product in this? Yeah. What do you think?
Small shit first.
Small shit like what?
Right.
Like, don't put me in front of a fucking...
You're scared to bring in the episode.
Yeah, that should make that's my small stomach as turn. No, that's not
small. That's small as fuck. You're not even on a screen. People are just listening to you. All you have to do is say words, exactly what you're doing right now.
Facts.
Next episode, I'll try.
All right, y'all heard it.
Petunia.
This is going to be part of
it. We're going to hold you to it.
But still, what's your final product? Where do you think, like, where we can end up
at? Where do you see this going?
We're going to have the food truck. We're going to set up a table on top of the food truck. We're going to make money and bullshit at the same time.
Dinner and a show?
Mm-hmm.
Dinner and a show.
Oh, that'd be dope, too. I could totally see us doing
like,
that.
We'll and
I
could definitely hook up
the speakers to that. Boom. We don't even need that. Well, I can bring that.
We could have like an RV.
That's just my imagination.
With a trailer.
All right, but who's cooking?
I know how to cook.
I'll take orders.
I could cook, too.
I bet, because I'll take orders. And I'll have you at East Serve.
I mean, I could do a little bit of everything. I could,
hey, that's cool.
Juggle some shit up.
We could take turns on the cooking shit. You cook one day, I take people money and, you know.
Just, yeah, facts.
We'll rotate.
No, I keep taking the money.
It'll allow me to get more used to being in front of people and
I'll
shit.
I'll set up the little mesitas in the front with the two chairs on the side.
This motherfucker lazy, not trying to do shit. I do the easy shit.
I'll do the little sweeping up on the front, you know, shit like that.
What a dickhead.
But,
fuck you, nigga.
That would be cool, though. Like I said, just my imagination speaking, but food truck and podcast, like a live podcast.
Yeah, it'd be dope.
So you talking about just straight live performance.
The fuck was that?
Hold on, but you said you're stage fright, though.
You think the whole crowd going to be at our food truck at the
Hell
same time?
Hell yeah. They're going to be loving Panera de Angoma. They're going to be like, yum, 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 yum. Da, 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 da. Hold on. Pause the music. Now it's time to chit-chat.
now it's time to chit-chat.
It's not a theater, though. It's not as bad. That's why I start somewhere small. You talking about like putting a fucking food truck at Edgewater Live or some shit? I won't do that.
I don't. Yeah.
Why? Because
yeah.
you know a lot of people here.
You want to do that Edgewater? Why not? Explain that one.
So how my thing is how could you travel and go do it other places, but you can't do it where you're from?
Because you start in small. You do it in, like, there's food trucks that go to, let's say, one of your little fucking parks or some shit. There's not that many people. Edgewater Live, you got the whole fucking lake is covered.
Hell yeah, we want the money.
Yeah, but we gotta start small.
And that's when we could do the podcast and everybody could be there and they'll be like, oh shit, I fuck with the Pitufis.
That's what I said. Start small so I can get used to being in front of people. And then as the crowds get bigger, it's not going to be as
no
bad.
Sas changa.
No, fuck y'all. Here he goes playing with his buttons.
He's part of the new mixer, y'all.
Pushing the buttons.
Just press the button. These bitches light up and everything.
This is part of the upgrade shit.
Yeah. So, we wanted to talk about fucking don't be afraid of all the bullshit you got to go through podcasts. Because at the end of the day, this shit's all about having fun. And we get together and we fucking have fun. We talk shit. Sit here and laugh at each other and shit. And also, like we discussed, it's like therapy too.
Facts. Get some shit off your chest.
Although they don't always hear all those parts. But
what parts?
What you talking about, Willis?
Right.
During like our commercial breaks, we talk more in depth about the more personal shit. But it does help start it.
You talking about backs behind the scenes?
Do you
want
them to see that? Hear that stuff? Mm-mm.
That's why we do it on a commercial break. That's not like when you guys are saying like therapy. The podcast helps you talk about things. And when you're not actually recording live, you can still, you know, talk about it a little bit more.
Right.
So it does help.
Facts.
Shit, everything helps.
I mean, we're fucking siblings and we're still learning new shit about each other as we do the podcast.
Facts. That's what I was saying last episode too, that we there's shit that we tell the podcast before we tell each other.
Yeah, like motherfuckers got problems smelling their hands after they touch themselves and shit. They touch weird shit instead of smelling their hands.
I know you ain't know what they're talking. I know you ain't know what they're talking, Beavis.
Fuck off.
Fucking, I need TP for my bunghole, nigga. Cornholio.
Fuck you. That's how you got, motherfucker. Fuck you.
I know you ain't know what they're talking. You know what I mean?
You see, I just set these ones out.
I don't even
okay, you can get it too.
What you got for her? Because I don't even know. I don't even know what to say about
watch
her.
It. Remember, this is live. Don't take it too far.
Yeah, I got to watch myself with her. She should say some wicked shit. I'm going to pass on this one.
Thank you.
I was like playing chess.
Look, like she won that battle.
She checkmated me real quick.
Thank you. Definitely.
No, more so thank you for not saying anything. I appreciate you.
Oh, shit.
I mean, so, okay. We upgraded on some equipment and shit. Like, do we plan on doing anything more? Like, let's say they got the fucking Rode microphones that we just seen not too long ago so that we can actually be able to use the mixer exactly to its fullest potential. Because final product, we could still always upgrade. There's still other shit that we can do.
So, yeah, we could definitely do that. And there's other shit we want to do. Like, he was talking about we want to turn this into, like, a studio thing and have a set spot to do this for you guys every week and whatever. Better lighting. We're going to upgrade our cameras and the software to, you know, actually record this shit, get better with posting stuff so you guys are more in depth with stuff on the show and behind the scenes and so what.
We also want to get back to the laughing. The comedy part.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? The roasting part. Talking shit about people. Like, for example, me and La Pitufa was talking about Erica.
With her divorce shit.
Yeah. This fucking lady sitting here happy as fuck. She got the phone call. I'm like, I'm finally divorced. Jumping around the whole fucking house.
This is where you got to do that?
As soon as she says, so what about the child support? So what about the child support? As soon as they got the child support, she's like, you said what? I get the burden of paying for the whole child?
They don't gotta pay no money.
She was sorry, boy.
Bro, shit. But at the end of the day, like, if you're that famous or that rich, or I'm pretty sure she got some good amount of money.
She got to. She done done them loving hip hop shows, all that extra shit.
She has some songs too.
She's still in that shit. So
I don't know him, but
do you really need the child support? Scooby Doo, Papa.
So see, we still experiencing technical difficulties. Still.
Especially for the fact we kept trying to record the intro. And at first, we record the intro, the beat. Then when we record the beat, we overdub.
We didn't overdub shit. I tell you right now, we didn't overdub
we
shit.
We overdub. We start killing the intro. Then La Pitufa over here just fucks it up.
Because he was like,
that was, no, about. That wasn't the first try. The first try, we didn't overdub shit. I'm telling you, we didn't overdub shit. Not a damn thing.
You did something about
like, no, yeah, we got it. We got it. He played it back. You know, his famous word, uh-oh. So we looking at this nigga like, what?
It is same.
It is insane. Dead ass. It's insane.
It would have fucking saved, bro. And then when I went
so
back,
he goes to delete what was supposedly the overdub that didn't save. He deletes the beat too. So we gotta sit here, download the beat again to the fucking button, wait for that to handle, and then we gotta record overdub. We gotta overdub the shit.
Is that where I fucked it up?
Yeah. Then she comes fucking up.
But no, because the first cut, though, you were just like, and Mr. P. Doofy, and that was it.
Yeah.
So you threw me off when you were like, to you.
Well, that's my fucking name. It's Mr. P. Doofy to you.
But you ain't said it on the first run, so I thought we were going exactly how we did the first run, and that's not what happened.
Yeah. He said to you, and she was like, my bad.
She fucking lost it.
So, yeah, we definitely still having technical difficulties. For sure. And shit, we definitely need some new upgrades, too, when we back at that. Because, like you said, we probably do need the same mixer.
The mics to go for it.
Just so we can be able to record it to the mixer itself instead of using the program.
I'm about to buy me a fucking gaming chair, too.
What does it mean? For here?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I gotta sit here for over an hour to do this shit? Hell
he's about
yeah.
to get an office rocking chair in this bitch.
Yeah, some nice shit, yeah. So.
Facts. We can do that, too. But after we build a studio, yeah.
Man,
get real comfortable in here.
Hell yeah. Nice comfy couches. Then have the table out. Because we want a better table, too. It's not going to be this table. Gonna be like a,
rounded out table.
Nah, like an L shape.
Yeah, like an L shape. So I'll be like, it'll be like one in the corner and then two at the L.
It's gonna be like a desk more like type thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of technical difficulties, you want to tell them how you almost blew us all up?
What you mean? How?
Can they hear it?
Oh, she's talking about
propane. How almost blew us all up? No, I was just lighting it up.
Motherfucker sparking shit. Luckily, JR is bald. Or he would have lost all his hair.
Y'all hear him?
I would have done him the favor. He would have never had to say no more. Be good. All right, so shit, we going to wrap it up right there. Fuck it. Nice little 10 minutes early, but shit.
Fuck it.
Actually, we got our first guest coming back. So we will be having a guest next week. It's going to be a definitely funny show because we got some questions to ask him. And it's about to be a hell of a show.
Facts.
We're never going to tell you who it is. Keep up with the motherfucking sneaker peeks.
What? Sneaker peeks.
Sneaker peeks.
You so goofy.
Man, silence the fuck out already.
Shit.
This is your boy, Mr. P. Doofy.
La Pitufa.
And Frankie.
We out.
Yeah. So go ahead and check off to that motherfucking beat.
Yo.
We gone.
Yeah. We'll be right back.